we're inspired by the people that we get to interact with every day, whether it be home buyers or sellers, our lender partners, our title partners, friends, family, referrals, like all of it. The stories are so intricately woven, and it's so fun to be like a character in the novel, right?
Welcome to the No Excuse Pro Podcast, your weekly dose of motivation and actionable advice if you're a realtor, financial planner, business owner, or anyone who's tired of making excuses and ready to take your success to the next level. You've come to the right place. Join your host, Kevin Brierton, each week as he chats with industry leaders who are going beyond the excuses to achieve their goals. So no excuses accepted. Let's get started.
Katie, I wanted you to come on the No Excuse Pro podcast because I know over the years you've been just, I'd say, a pleasure to work with, but also a No Excuse Pro for your clients that you serve, both buyer and seller, and the partners you work with. You know, you have such a giving heart, and also you kind of weave this into serving clients, but also making sure you're loyal as well to all your business partners. And I just find like, the way you do business is very honorable and you do an awesome job. And I just wanted you to talk more about that. Share a little bit about who you are, what you do, and a little bit about your journey.
Well, thank you so much. Well, it's kind of you to say that. My whole life in this business and prior to this business, I've been doing this 26 years. So a hot minute. I started in kindergarten.
Yeah, I was going to say you started in kindergarten, huh?
Yeah, I started in kindergarten. It actually has been the perfect opportunity for me to live my like authentic self as a real estate professional. From the very beginning, I was hungry to learn. I learned from some amazing people. I started in Washington State. And one of the things I say often is that experience in Washington State, I was licensed there for 16 years. And one of my favorite things is that the agents in Washington State, shout out to all of them, because the thing is that they're really collaborative. Before, gosh, I started before we had an MLS book, right? We didn't even have MLS on the internet. Don't judge me. But those agents would like come to me as a new agent and say, this is what you do. And then like scoop me off like a mama duck, right? Like go do it and encourage me. And it's such a different experience than when I first moved to Arizona. I didn't have that same experience. So I kind of felt like I had to recreate what I wanted here in Arizona. I knew it existed. I'm in coaching and I know it exists in other places, but I didn't find it for myself here. I don't know why. Maybe I just wasn't connected to the right people at the beginning, but I've found throughout my career here in Arizona that we've had to curate the opportunity to really dive in with people, encourage them and collaborate without competition. Like we can be partners in this business and not be each other's competition. Your tribe is going to follow you and they're not mine. They're not ever going to be mine if we're really operating in our authentic self. So I've been really blessed to call this my career for 26 years, and I'll probably do it until my toes are pointed up and my soul is in heaven.
Well, I think you hit on something really important. And like, if we open up our heart to our clients and our partners of who we really are, I think that's a connection that sometimes we, as professionals, maybe steamroll people and say, what do you want? Or, you know, how can I serve you? Do you want me to show you a house? Do you want a loan? Do you want, you know, to sign on the bottom line? It's like, slow down. Let's learn who you are, why you're doing it, what's important to you. And once we really understand, like, then we can actually start helping somebody. Because I always start every conversation about what's most important to the client. Because if I have no idea why they're actually buying a house and what is really going on, then like, how am I ever going to ever advise them the right way? I think, you know, it's easy to get push button, get a mortgage pre-qual, right? Or even a full mortgage, right? But if we're adding value as professionals, we have to come up and show up that we are there to help them come alongside them and guide them with the strategies based on their story. A lot of times we think it's our story and we're, you know, top salesperson or this, it's really their story. It doesn't really matter about us. We want to help them. And I think you hit on something, and that's a big deal and part of your success, I think, is you're helping them with their story and coming alongside them.
Yes, it's my favorite. It really is my favorite, are the relationships we're able to build with people, both agents, because now we are a broker. We're our own independent brokerage.
Congratulations.
Thank you. We started in January and we already have 8 agents.
And what's the name of it?
Inspired Real Estate Life. Okay. And that name came from exactly what you're talking about. We're inspired, right? When it comes down to it, we're inspired by the people that we get to interact with every day, whether it be home buyers or sellers, our lender partners, our title partners, friends, family, referrals, like all of it. The stories are so intricately woven, and it's so fun to be like a character in the novel, right? Yeah. And we have the opportunity to be a hero in their story if we just shut the ego off. The ego is our worst enemy in this career. I think the thing that is most, resonates with me is, instead of saying I sold 80 houses last year, to say like 80 families I helped, and each one, I can tell you their kids' names, their dogs' names, how amazing they are in each little part. And that feels fulfilling.
Yeah. I love that. I mean, that's so inspiring. I think that's where the long-term success comes in. I think people try to jump in the business and they're, maybe saw some people have some success quickly over the last couple of years, but they really don't realize what it really takes, the longevity of going through ups and down markets and, the staying power. And what in your field right now, what's the number one problem you're trying to solve?
Well, I think there's different problems, right? So for our buyer and seller clients, the thing that they're most trying to navigate is, how do I get from here to where I want to be? And is it financially smart? And what are the pitfalls? And how do I avoid them? Like, how do I navigate this path without making a mistake or being sold? They don't want to be sold. They want to know that we are knowledge brokers, that we know our business. And that requires some work on our part, right? It's some back work. You have to know your business to begin with. And then you also have to be willing to not impose that knowledge on what they're trying to do. It may be that they need something else. And I'm always really honest, like, ask me anything. And if I don't know the answer, I may not. That things change all the time. It's one of the things I love about this business. I have a lot of connections, but if I don't have the specific one, I'm going to find out for you. What a great opportunity for me. And I think that humility for our clients, that they can trust us to not just steamroll over with some imaginary knowledge, right? Or some knowledge they scraped off of Instagram or something else, that they truly have integrated it and can convey it in a way that's meaningful.
I think something that's important is the emotional intelligence that we have to have. It's really easy to get caught up, they want to cancel because of XYZ, or whatever sales environment you're in, whether it's financial advising or just a business owner trying to sign a contract. I think it's easy to be upset if something doesn't go, that sign on the bottom line and they want to cancel. So inspections on a home, let's say something like is questionable, maybe it's a big issue, maybe it's a questionable issue. There can be some gray in there of what the real problem is. And it's really ultimately our job and agent's job is really just to guide them, tell them what the challenges are and then let them decide. And sometimes it's easy. We just had a cancellation happen and there was some like rafter issues possibly like missing. And I worked with this agent for years and she's the last person to like force somebody into doing something. And she's like, here's what's going on. We did like 3 inspections. Like, what do you want to do? And the client was like, it was a return client of ours. And he was like, let's hit the reset button and let's go find something else. It's the right thing to do. We felt good about that. Right. Like, because we came with, all the information, let him make the decision. And I think that takes emotional intelligence to make these tougher decisions when maybe you want the deal to close or you want it to happen, but slowing down you know, looking at it, you know, in a different lens, and then helping them with the problem they're having. So I think that's the problem solving piece. Like the problem you're trying to solve is actually being there to help them solve their problems and being a connector to figure it out, but not necessarily having all the answers, but kind of helping them find the answer, right?
Absolutely. I think it's important. That's a great segue into, you know, agents' problems too, because as a broker, the agents are also my client, right? Right now.
Yeah.
And they're the problem for agents. I think everyone's all in arms about all this commission stuff going on. And the reality is, and I've done it for 26 years, so it's really fun, because the agents who work in our office say, I feel like I should be nervous because everyone else is nervous, but I don't feel nervous. And I said, that's right, because your leader isn't nervous. And this is why, because you're learning how to do it right to begin with. I was taught by some, I didn't just, you know, osmosis, no, but my very first broker, bless her heart, Suzanne Oakes is her name. And she said to me when I was brand new, you're going to go sit in that office right over there. And here's a little book, and you're going to walk them through the process of buying a home and tell them how you get paid before they ever get in your car. I don't want them in your car until this paper is signed. And that was 26 years ago.
Wow.
So for people to be so stressed out, right? For people to be so stressed today about, I have to have this conversation. It's a conversation. The reason that the industry is in trouble, right, with this is because they got out of the habit or were never taught to have the conversations to begin with. And if we slowed down and did it, and honestly, I'll tell you this, we were in a relationship with one of the big lead provider, you know, online people, I won't say who, but one of those, you know, like .com places where clients go to search for homes. And a few years back, the market was awesome. And they changed their platform a little bit. And they said, we now want you. There's no conversation. You will put them in your car, you and your team, and you will take them to a house first. And then you'll have a conversation. And I said, I'm not doing this. That's not how I work. And you're not going to tell me how to do business. That's your business. But if that's your position, we'll no longer do business. And they said, you're crazy. Everyone wants to do business with us. And you won't make it without our leads. And I said, that's fine. I believe that my integrity is more important than your business model, which isn't mine. So I'm going to be fine. And we've been fine, right? We've been fine. I think agents get stressed out by thinking that the next big thing they're going to miss out. And it's not true. The core values of faith, integrity, trust, relationships, people first, those things are really what matters. That's what ensures your longevity.
So you hit on a huge thing that's important that I want to make sure people know and hear, because you talked about something that's like web leads, right? People that aren't connected to Katie, they don't know you, right?
Yep.
They're not coming to you. They're going to .com, right? And you're just a person that's fulfilling their need to see a house. That's what they're thinking.
Yep.
If they want to run the business like that, cool. But the funny thing is they need agents to piece it together. So we call it raking water. So if you're feeling like you're busy, but you're raking water, but you're not getting anywhere because you're raking water, you know, at the end of the day, you need to build relationships that compound and you serve the people that want to be served by you in the way that you know, based on your 26 years of experience, that works really well in their on their behalf, right? So if you just help random person, and believe me, we've all done stuff. We have videos online and we have this podcast online. Online's great, but if you're not learning what their story is and what's going on with them and you're not meeting them, I'm actually going to do in a month from now, in May, we're going to be putting together a No Excuse Pro agent meetup and exchange of ideas. And what we're going to be doing is talking about the NAR, but not going down the negative route as much as possible. But we're going to talk about the buyer consultation, how it's so important. I've done a buyer consultation on my side for 8 years. I was introduced to a buyer consultation 8 years ago, and it completely changed my business. And it's setting the expectations, letting them know what to expect, everything from, you know, timelines to, you know, what is earnest money, what is down payment, how interest rates move, how to interact with our team, and really setting the stage from the front end of it. And sometimes there's a lot of information that they go over, but I don't want to devalue the client just because I think they may not understand what down payment is by not talking about it. And then I also don't want to overthink it. Like, maybe they have not done this for a while. And I think, oh, you know what? They bought two houses before. I'm not going to talk about X, Y, and Z. Every time I do that, it always comes back and they have questions around it, or maybe something wasn't explained right. And so I have a presentation. Maybe I tweak it here and there a little bit, you know, but for the most part, I really have a process that works really well to set the right expectations. So I'm so happy to hear that you have a buyer consultation that you have your team do. And I would say, how is everybody open to doing that? Or do you ever get any pushback?
Everybody has been open to doing it. And actually, I'll say this, for years, people have said, oh, well, the experienced agent, right? But I think the opportunity right now, today, is brand new agents have an opportunity to come into the business, learn it the way we're doing it, right? And really be more successful, have more longevity, have better relationships than agents who have done this forever, right? The OGs, yeah. The people who have done this forever are going to be very likely a little more lazy about it. But the new, they don't know any different. There's no pushback because this is how we do it. Just like my broker when I was brand new, this is how we do it. And I've done it that way ever since. And you're right. I'm so glad to hear that you set the expectation, because that's what we do too. It's not just about how we get paid, which I think right now is the focus, right? Everyone's like, that's the piece I'm stressed out about. I don't know why. You don't go to Nordstrom and assume they're going to give you the shirt, or Dillard's, right? Oh, I'm just going to take it home. You're going to pay for it. And those people are going to be paid by their business. And it's not different for us. People know we get paid. They just need to understand it. More important than how we get paid, who actually cares? Did we do a great job for them? And did they understand the process? Because tell me if this is true for you, but for me, the majority of our clients are either repeat, referral, or they come from another place, right? Arizona is we're really transient. There's a lot of people that come and go from here. And I'm always saying, wow, so tell me about your experience before in whatever state. And it's totally different than here. So setting that expectation, this is what the contract looks like. These are the steps, and this is who has control at different times, is so critical, because then when we get to the contract, they're not afraid to write a contract. And they know the next steps, and they might need a general reminder about this is how it works again. Just want to remind you, but that's a much more comfortable conversation than, hey, this is what we're going to do. That feels steamrolly, right? Yeah. But when we really set it up at the beginning and then just gently remind as we go through, that feels like an educated experience.
Yeah.
And they deserve that.
Well, so in the light of like consumers that we're helping, or families we're helping, we call them families, not files. So any families that you've helped, tell me when the family was considered a hero in their own story and why.
Oh my gosh. I read that question, and I thought, how could I pick just one? I love every single one so much, and each of them for different reasons. But I heard a story this morning and I thought, I'm going to incorporate that. So one of the things I love about our business, we learn something new every day, right? I mean, it wouldn't be as much fun if we didn't have to pivot and learn and adjust every day. There's like, it's kind of like we're kayaking, right? And the boat's going to change, and we got to change our
speeds. That's a good analogy.
It really is. It's different. We have to change the weight. And someone told me today that, I'm going to forget which singer it is, but some performer has a front, he never sells out the front row of his concerts, because those are for his true fans. And so they call them front row fans. And I was like, I need more than a front row, because those people, like, I feel like they would fill the stadium. I love them and they love me, and I know it. I have clients. I'll just say this one. There's one that stands out in particular. They're my favorite. Every time we have a conversation, I know this is going to sound totally dorky, but I love it so much. Every time I call or I answer, they say, "Is this the wonderful and talented Katie Beer?" And I always say, "Oh my God, I love you so much. Let's hang up and do it again." but they literally refer, we have such a good relationship and have done so many things together that they'll go down the street to their neighbor whose house is for sale and they'll say, "Hey, we should have coffee. Let me tell you about my friend Katie, because I noticed your sign was up for a little while." And they know I can't do that. I would never do that. But they like take it upon themselves to make sure everybody knows that they're my biggest fan. And to me, they share, well, I think you know, but I'm the parent of two really exceptional children. Some people say special needs. I think superpowers is more appropriate. And they're a family with very similar structure. And business owners, they have high integrity. They're honest. They're just the most amazing people. And I feel honored, right, that they continue to be my biggest fan. But I know I have to earn that, right? That doesn't come with complacence. It comes with the continued investment in a relationship with them.
I love that. I mean, you're overcoming obstacles with in your personal life with, you know, and shifting the mindset of something that is, you know, could be looked as more challenging. And I love the superpower because it really is, because there's plenty of people that have all their working limbs and they have everything good and they don't do anything with their life, or they have all these excuses. And it's really not about that. It's about what you're going to do with your, you know, situation and how you're going to make the most of where you're at, and also impact around people. I mean, one of the things that I did some work on, you know, what really drives me. And I think one of the things that really drives me is worth. I want to have more worth in just my life overall. And it's not always just about doing mortgages. I want to pour into people and help people overcome excuses. So if I can impact the lives with this podcast, that's going to be a big deal for me and how I can impact people. And really then it feeds me back in my worth, but it's not about the ego. I really, truly want to help, you know, impact people's lives. And I think that, you know, having the shift of mindset of, you know, how do we give people superpowers? Maybe there's a challenge that's going on and our job becomes less about selling real estate or mortgages. It's about, sometimes we're like therapists, you know, and we're holding people together at one of the most stressful times of their lives. And if we don't have check-in points, we don't have processes and we don't have, you know, due diligence and all this stuff, like it's on us to make sure that we're there to help them during this time, because it's extremely stressful and that stress can lead to dark areas. And, you know, being like that shining light, like sometimes you don't even know who you were a hero for. And sometimes every once in a while, I heard a story recently that, you know, I talked to somebody 8 years ago and I helped them for 1 year get their credit score on point. They ended up selling their house, made a bunch of money, and ended up moving to a retirement area. And they're so happy. Like, they're like, "Kevin, you know what my credit score is?" And then she was really high. And it was really cool to hear the stories of that. And, you know, you don't know what you're doing, like these little things you're doing to, you know, make these little incremental improvements on people. And I think that's great. And I'm going to shift gears a little bit into I just want to go over some little tips and tricks that it might be helpful for other people out there. And we're coming up on drive time. I try to keep this in drive time. But I want to ask you, what is like two resources? If you thought, man, if I weren't for these two things, I wouldn't be here today.
Well, first of all, I this is what I think. And we have a saying in my house, so this will answer your question. We have a saying in my house that we're never down. We're either up or we're getting up. And I feel like the resource for me is faith. Without my faith, I wouldn't be here today. And without the resilience of that faith, right? Like, I know, here's the thing for me. I know who provides for me. So every single day before I get out of bed, it's really funny. I was on a panel once and I thought, oh my gosh, everyone has these brilliant answers and you feel like imposter syndrome sometimes, right? And And some very well-known brokers were up there and agents, and they were like, my morning routine. And they had these fantastic things that you'll hear from coaches, right? And I thought, I have superpowers too. I think totally different, right? Just off the beaten path. But I thought that it came to me and I was like, well, my morning routine is this. I open my eyes and I say, thank you, Lord, that I have another day to live. Thank you that you've chosen to allow me the opportunity to make a difference in the world. And today my hands and feet belong to you. I have a schedule, but I'm willing to flex to do whatever you need me to do. So I'm open to your calling. Let's go. And I literally don't touch the floor. I say, I pray before my feet touch the floor. And it's literally like a weird little thing, but I don't touch the floor until I'm done with the gratefulness that fills my heart that I was allowed to wake up again. And sometimes crummy things happen. I think, you know, if you followed my story at all over the last several years, we've had some, you know, rough times. I broke my leg once, scootering through the neighborhood at an open house. Don't judge
me. Dangerous.
Don't judge me. I was going open house to open house on a scooter that broke my leg, non-weight bearing for 6 months. And it was my best year ever. And we didn't have insurance at the time, had to pay cash for Mayo Clinic, which is not inexpensive. And I had people say, let's do a GoFundMe. And I said, I can't do that because it would take away from the gift of God. So the deal is I was saving already. I had plans for that money, which were to buy another investment property. God's plans were different. That doesn't mean I need you to go fund me. God already funded me and he will restore what has happened. I have faith and I believe that. And it happened again. I think you know this, maybe not. I didn't share very much about it before, but 2 years ago, I was in a terrible accident with a semi truck. And I had a severe concussion. That is no joke. I've said multiple times, it would have been better to break every bone in your body than to have like a brain injury. It was awful. But I have fought my way back with faith and following the doctor's orders, right? What to do. And I'm better than before is what I think now, right? But again, my best years ever in the middle of trial. So I really think it's the fire, right? These things that come to disrupt are really our biggest opportunities. If we just have the mindset and the stability first, our foundation of what's important to us, and we know where our worth comes from, we're able to serve in the world in a much more free way. And I think that's what has attributed to all those things.
I love that. I mean, that answer couldn't have been better. I mean, I think the challenge with trying to like be successful is we're trying to check all these boxes and do all these things. And then sometimes the story changes, but we have to have the faith is the overarching cornerstone for everything. Because I think it's one of the things with the no excuse is like a lot of people think they pray, give me a job, God, give me a job, give me money, let me win the lottery, give me a job, do this. And then it's like, well, I always love the story about, you know, a job ad comes in the newspaper and then they throw it away. Oh God, give me a job. And a job ad comes in, God, and they keep throwing the newspaper away and they never apply for the job. At a certain point, God's providing you opportunities. And if you don't take those opportunities, then it's on you. And we are disrespecting the opportunity and God's gifts if we're not using everything we're given. And sometimes we're given things for reasons, and it's reasons to bless other people. And so, and it's, we were just reading something in a Bible study about this. And, you know, if we're like, we have to make the most of what our gifts are to be able to lend to other people. And it's not responsible for us to not do that. But there's so many people out there that are just waiting for something. They're waiting for the lottery. They're waiting for the next job. They're waiting for, it's like, no, you need to go. That's what I love about sales. I love sales. It's because it's like, I started no excuse. I had one of my teammates, I got a referral the other day, and the way my phone system is, it went to her and she's like, oh, I typically don't talk to agents. I was like, all I did was I said, no excuse lender. And that, because I don't want excuses, right? Just give me a name and number, right? It's really simple. And so, but I think it's important that we just don't have excuses around things that we, you know, all aspects of our life. And I think that having faith is the base for everything, because if we don't have faith, then what are you basing everything off of? So that is the foundation, and then we build off it, but it's our job to go out there and do the work as well.
I just got done with a Bible study myself. I'm actually in this really cool study with agents from across the nation. We meet every Monday and very do a cool study together. And we're studying Proverbs. And I don't remember the exact verse, but what I do remember is that we were talking about, we do the planting, right? We have to plant the seeds. We have to plant the field. It's God who brings the rain. So that doesn't mean stop planting, because if you didn't plant, nothing's going to come up but weeds. You have to be planting and have faith that God will bring the rain when it's ready. And I think for agents, the biggest problem that agents have is they haven't prepared their finances enough to be able to offer the opportunity to be open to a cancellation, like you said, right? Or something to succeed. Instead, they go, oh, I need that sale. Well, that's because you aren't preparing, right? You haven't prepared your finances. So one of the things in our brokerage, one of my promises to the agents was, one of the things I will teach you is how to prepare your finances so that you're able to serve at the highest capacity. You won't be able to if you spend every check, paycheck to paycheck.
Well, and something else too is important. If you're going to go out and tell people to buy investment homes, but you yourself don't own a home or have no investment homes, then like, are you really that good of an advisor? You know, like if you really think about it, especially, you know, if somebody's new, okay, you know, but if you're 10 years in the business and you've never bought a house, like, tell me a little bit more about that. You know, like what's going on here? And I actually looked up, it was on Matthew 25 talking about, he talked about how he gave servants, they gave servants different bags of gold, and one person multiplied it to five, from five to 10. Another person went from two to four. Another person buried it. And he's like, what are you doing? I mean, I gave you, you have been faithful with a few things. I will put you in charge of many things. So if you're faithful with a few things, he'll give you more things, right? But for the example of the person just burying it and saying, I have it safe and I gave you back the gold. Well, you're not doing anything with it. You need to go out and, like, you know, do something with it. So I think that the giving back for the stability of your agents and letting them build out, you know, cash flow, something that I think that we need to, as an industry, is really teach the rich dad, poor dad mentality in a sound way, because we sit here and work and work and work. And really, if you're a realtor, you should have two businesses. You should have your real estate business that you're helping clients, and you should have your cash flow business that you're building out. I know you have. And I think that that is extremely important, because then you're going to come place from knowledge. You're going to have even be able to help your clients even more. So I think that's really, really cool, your brokerage, to be able to be doing that.
I think there's a patience that comes, right? When you know that you've already been trustworthy with what you've been given, there's a patience that you're able to give other people, because it's no longer about you, which it never was to begin with, right? But if you're strapped for cash, then sales, that's what gives sales such a bad name, right? Is, oh, well, they forced me into that, or they pushed me. Well, we shouldn't push anyone. We should give them all the information that they need transparently so that they can make a good decision and we can help them execute. That's our job.
Yeah. Well, this has been a great conversation, and we're coming up drive time, and I think we can keep talking and talking for a while. Love the conversation here. But Katie, you know, if somebody wanted to learn more about your brokerage and where you're out of, just give a little bit about you and just how they would contact you.
Oh, I love that. Thank you. Well, Katie Fear, broker and owner of Inspired Real Estate Life. We are located in downtown Phoenix, so 821 North Fifth Avenue. I always do that. 821 North Fifth Avenue. You can't miss us, because we're seriously the cutest house. We're in the historic district downtown. actually Phoenix's very first neighborhood, if you didn't know that.
Wow.
And so it's one of the original residences. It's commercial residential, but it looks like a little house. Bright yellow door and windows, which is my favorite color. And we're here to serve the community. So our goal really is to serve the community. You can see us at the office. You can follow me on Instagram. I'm at Katie Fear, at my own name. So it's easy to find. And always someone could call me. Don't email me. Terrible at email. But my phone number is 480-500-6412. And I always answer my phone. I am the agent that answers my phone, so much so that my clients from 20 years ago still call me. I don't live in the same community, right? A different state. They still call me today and ask me who they should work with back in Washington State. So that shows how much relationships mean to me. And I can't wait to hear from anyone who feels that way.
That's very cool. Well, Katie, thank you so much for being on the No Excuse Pro podcast, where we're helping people break through excuses, overcome challenges, and take on their dreams and accomplish their goals. So thank you again so much. I appreciate it. Have an awesome day. And I love our next conversation. We'll have to have you back on because I think there's some other things we want to go over down the road. But I really appreciate you. Thank you so much for your time.
What an honor. Thank you so much for having me.
And there you have it, folks. Another enlightening episode of the No Excuse Pro podcast is in the books. A heartfelt thank you to today's guests for sharing their wisdom and to you, our valued listeners, for spending your time with us. If you're ready to ditch the excuses and level up, make sure to subscribe and find all our episodes at noexcusepropodcast.com. Don't forget, the only thing standing between you and your goals is the story you tell yourself. So no excuses accepted here. Take action and make it happen.